sea from the Mali Cray. Rock to stay, he put a song in my soul today, a song of praise, hallelujah. Yes, praise that your Father will answer my prayer and sing my new song and glass, glory of love. Then join in the chorus with the saints are both from the Mali Cray. On the rock to stay, put a song in my soul today, song of praise, hallelujah. From the Mali Cray, on the rock to stay, he put a song in my soul today, a song of praise, hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Join me and sing that chorus. He brought me out of the Mali Cray. He set my feet on the rock to stay. He put a song in my soul today, a song of praise, hallelujah. One more time. He brought me out of the Mali Cray. He set my feet on the rock to stay. He put a song in my soul today, a song of praise, hallelujah. Raise your hand and say, thank you, Jesus. Father, we thank you because you brought us out of that deep pit. Out of the horrible pit filled with miry clay rod. And then you put our feet upon the solid rock. Even the rock of ages himself. The rock that never changed. Where there is no shadow of turning or doubt. And we bless you, Lord Jehovah God. For the eternal mercies you have extended to us. For the grace you have extended to us, Lord. Blessed be thy name, Lord. We thank you, Father. Let this word, Father, make a change in the life of everyone that will hear it today or in the future. Let it bring blessing, Lord. Let them know the length you have gone to rescue us from damnation and destruction, from the pit of sin to life, from death to life, Lord. And we bless you for all you have done. Receive all the glory, Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen. The message is titled, From Pit to the Solid Rock. Amen. Hallelujah. From pit to the solid rock. Hallelujah. And we are going to go through some stages of what God has done for us. But let's first lay the foundation. A pit is a desolate place. A pit is a desolate place. And when there is a miry clay at the bottom of the pit, a miry clay is a sucking mud. A mud where if you stand on it, it's like a sinking sand. You continue going down and down. So that is the pit the enemy planned for many of us. But God, in his mercy, blessed be the name of the Lord, delivered us from them. And we're going to go into the spiritual and the physical part of it. Amen? So, at the bottom of that pit, when you are in the pit and there's also a miry clay, it's a deadly combination. It means both spiritual and physical battle, which the person that is in that pit is losing. Because you're already in the pit. The only thing that can get you out of there is God's grace and mercy. Blessed be the name of the Lord. It's only God that will get you out of that pit. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In the pit, there is no light. Inside a pit, If you ever dug a well or climb inside a well to live, you see there's no light inside there. There is no comfort in the pit. It is full of fear and hopelessness when you are in the pit, and also in a miry clay, you are standing on the clay, sinking sand, sucking sand or mud inside the pit. It is a dead end. Now, dead end is when you are driving on a way, and many of us have come through a dead end in our life, in our driving or whatever. So you get to that point and say, dead end. The only option is for you to turn around and get out of it. Unfortunately, in a pit, you cannot turn around. There is nothing to climb out of it. You are in the pit, deep, and you are standing on a miry clay. You cannot even lift your hand or feet without going down more. That is the pit the enemy dedicated or planned for many of us. But for the grace of God, blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. If not for God's grace that prevailed, we will be in pit and die in that pit. But God forbid, in Jesus' name. Amen. There are spiritual pits. A spiritual pit is when devil runs a ring around somebody in the spiritual dimension. And then many a time they come out with deep depression. It goes to this last stage of at times even the enemy taking the control of the person's mind. Those are the kind of pits that enemy plan, but God is good. Let's read Psalm 40 verse 1 to 3, everybody. Psalm 40 verse 1 to 3. The book of Psalm, chapter 40, 1 to 3. Let's read together. I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined unto me and heard my cry. He brought me also out of the horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock, and established my going. Verse 3. And he put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. Can somebody shout hallelujah? Hallelujah. Can somebody shout hallelujah? Hallelujah? And many shall see it and fear and shall trust in the Lord, because he has done wondrous things. We are coming to something this morning. Spiritual peace. It's when somebody is dead in sin and bound by chains of Satan, and the enemy runs a ring around you and there's no getting out of it. The only way out of that pit is through Jesus and Jesus alone. Blessed be the name of the Lord. There has to be an anointing that will break that particular yoke. Let's look at Isaiah chapter 10 verse 27. When somebody is in a spiritual pit, they cannot see the light. They cannot envision deliverance. They cannot even think how to get out of it. They are bound, feet, hand, and their eyes is blinded. That is another form of pit that the enemy put on men. And the only thing that shall bring you out of that is this. Seek need, seek help, call on God, call on the people of God. And he said, and it shall come to pass in that day, everybody read with me, that his body shall be done what? Taken away from thy shoulder, and this yoke from off thy neck, and the yoke shall be destroyed because of the by the anointing. Jesus breaks the yoke. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Can somebody say hallelujah? Hallelujah. There are also physical pits. There are emotional pits, and I've seen many. I've even experienced this emotional pits that people find themselves in. There are financial pits. There are health pits, health-wise. There are circumstantial pits. There are self-made pits that people put themselves into it. And all these things are different types of pits that people experience through life. We are coming to a point. How you get yourself out of the pit? through the help of our Lord and Lord alone. Blessed be the name of the Lord. People went into emotional pit, and the emotion gets so tangled up over something, and then they got wrapped up in bitterness and unforgiveness and horrid stuff, and then the enemy take control. You need deliverance from that. Blessed be the name of the Lord. At times, people are going through health situation, and it is so dire, and I've seen people, they practically live in hospital, they check in and check out, they check in, and after some time, they become like a pig. The enemy has bound them, and the enemy take advantage of that. And at times, you start doubting, where is my God? Is God still in the picture? And at times, we start to lose our confidence and faith and trust in Him. The only salvation you have is God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. And then there is the pit of different types of circumstantial ones, circumstances around you, things that are not just going the way you planned it, you sketched, put together this and that, and they are just not going the way. And things are looking grim for you. And the enemy start taking advantage of that. Then there is the pit of sin. The pit of sin is when people are so bound in the sin pit that Jesus Christ, I've had, I don't want to hear anything about God. I don't want anything to do with your God, but they are bound and they need deliverance. Let's look at what God did in Luke chapter 1, verse 77, verse 8 to 78. Luke chapter 1, 77 to 78. This is also the reason that Jesus Christ came, to give knowledge of salvation unto his people by the remission of their sins. Amen. 78. 78, please. Through the tender mercy of our God, whereby the day spring from on high had visited us. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 And as I said in all this speech, let's read one more scriptures and then we go into more detail. Isaiah chapter 12, verse 12. He said that salvation, your salvation from any of these pits, if you ever experience it, it can only be from one person and one person alone. That's the Lord. Isaiah chapter 12, verse 2. Isaiah 12, 2, please. Hallelujah. Behold, everybody join me and say, behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid. Amen. For the Lord Jehovah is my and what? And he is become, blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. So any pit you find yourself, financial pit, circumstances, self-made pit, as we're going to go into more detail, health pit, demonic attack, whether it's spiritual, whether it's physical, whether it's emotional, your salvation is of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Now, David wrote this in Psalm 43. Why did he say that David has been through so many pits in his life? I'm going to name some of them that I know from the scriptures. One of the pits he found himself was when Saul was trying to kill him. And he was running from mountain to mountain, even from nation to nation, to seek deliverance. It was a time of hell for this man that was supposed to be a king. And we're going to go to the point later on how he got deliverance and what God did for him. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Every nook and corner there was hell after him. At a point, he says that my soul is among lions. And I looked at the scripture, and the Bible said that there were about 400 men that left their whatever and ran to David, to stay with David, in the wilderness, in the cave, in the mountains, under the rain, under the sunshine. And 400 men that followed David, some of them are hooligans, are thieves, are robbers, are killers, are people that are not godly. If you look at it, say they're distressed men, people that are in debt, people that are evil in different ways or the other, they flocked to David and they made him their commander. He said, my soul is among lions. So within is trouble. Without, Saul is coming after him at every nook and corner with 3,000 soldiers at a given time, just to seek him and kill him. He was in a deep pit and there was no light. It doesn't look like he's going to get out of it. He started to write how God delivered him at a point. There was another time in his life that his own very son, that is another pit, your own son, rebelled, teamed up with his enemies to kill and to destroy him. That's Absalom. And this son schemed to overthrow his father David and to kill his father David and took over the kingdom. When a man's household goes against him, it is even worse than outside. But his close friends, his advisors, teamed up with this to destroy him. That was a pit in his life. Blessed be the name of the Lord. He was also in a pit when he self-made himself against the wife of Uriah. God gave him so many and he could ask for more if he wants. But he somehow spied a woman and then decided to go into the pit. Self-made pit. And not only that, he sent the man to go die in a war front. Put that sin upon his head. And when the prophet of the Lord came to talk to him, he thought, he doesn't know what he was talking about. He started declaring judgment. The man who did such thing said, you are the one. But what did he do? He turned to the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. He was also in a pit when he numbered Israel. That's at least four pits. Why am I bringing this for example? Many a time, we don't know the danger many of us face that we don't know when we are in the pit and how to get out of the pit. David is a man of God, a prophet of God, anointed of God. But we can give at least four instances where he found himself in the pit, a desolate place. A place there's no turning back except for God's deliverance. And we will see how God wrought deliverance for him. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So God told him at that point, don't number Israel because Israel is like the sands of the sea. It cannot be numbered. Go by the side of the beach and try to count the sand. That's how God equates it. And that's how we should fear God. God said it. You say, well, he can count it and start counting it. And so one of his captains said, no, don't do this thing, it is sin. He said, no, let us just, even the captain Job didn't count all Israel, he only counted about 10. But God was wrought because there's rebellion in his mind. God said, my people are like the stars of heaven that cannot be numbered and like the sands by the seaside that cannot be numbered. And he went ahead and numbered Israel. And so God gave him three conditions. One, I put you in the hands of your enemies for 3 months. No, we forced famine over the whole land for 3 years. In the hands of your enemies for 3 years, or in the Lord's hands for 3 days. Choose which judgment that will come upon you. And you know, if he goes to the hands of his enemies for 3 months, they're going to just destroy him. But he could have said, hey, I'm a man of war. I will figure a way to get out of this trouble. Or he could have said, well, we have enough food supply for 3 years, or try to manage our body. Say, let me put my hand into the Lord. Why did he say? Because he knows that the Lord is merciful. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That the mercies of God endures forever. So he said, God, be my judge. For 3 days, there was wrath in Israel. Pestilence came, and 70,000 people died. And then the angel of the Lord stood in the heaven and pointed upon Jerusalem to destroy Jerusalem. And cry went up unto the Lord. And God stayed the angel's hand and delivered him. That's a signs and symptoms of peace that this man has found himself in at different times. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Now, when you are in a pit, it is known that when you are in a pit, you will sink deeper when you struggle. If you're inside the pit and inside a mighty crate and you're standing on it, it's up to here and you keep struggling, experts have said it. Go look it up. They say when you struggle in a mighty crate, what happens is that you keep going and sinking deeper. So one of the things you do when you find yourself in the pit is to stay still. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And spread out your hand, they say, and wait for salvation. Because if you try to move out of that, if you scrub and try and thrash around, the more you do, the more you go, and before you know, the mud is up to your nose, and you are bye-bye. So it say, experts in the world say, when you are in a pit, and you are in a malicre, don't struggle. Stay still, spread your hand, and wait for salvation. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. You can't depend on yourself to pull yourself out of any kind of pit. That's the message I'm trying to get across before I put something through to us. It has to be the Lord. You have to throw your attention, your focus on Lord. And it doesn't mean that you don't do anything. You have to pray. You have to believe God. You have to listen for God's direction. I have been in pits. I remembered one as I was doing the message early in the morning, a few days ago. And I remember one of the pits I was. And I later on found that God spoke to me multiple times about that pit. And I wasn't listening. But for God's mercy, blessed be the name of the Lord. But for the mercy of the Lord. Because I was doing all I can to save the situation. I was doing all I can to pull myself out of it. But the more I struggle, the deeper I go. Job was in a pit. He struggled. He cursed. He fought. He looked around. And then one day it dawned on him, blessed be the name of the Lord. It's time to forgive all my enemies. It's time to give it up. And then say that salvation is of the Lord. And his deliverance came. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Now let's go to Psalm 41 to 3. Psalm 40, 1 to 3, where we read before. The process of our deliverance from the pit. He said, I waited patiently for what? For the Lord. Let's take that number one. There are about 7 stages. Part of it deliverance. Part of it establishing. Part of it glorification of God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. David says, when I found myself in the pit, I found a way to get myself delivered. Number one, I waited patiently for the Lord. Amen. Give you an instance or two how David waited patiently. Somebody is out to kill me. That guy is better than me 100 times. I'm telling you the truth. I thought about it. Saul was after him to kill him. Came with 3,000 men, with machete, with whatever they have in those days, to cut off his head and cut off the head of the 400 people with him. 3,000 men. Along the way, David was inside the cave. And Saul came inside the cave and slept by the entrance, and David and his men were deep inside. And Abishai came to him and said, ha! The prophecy, the declaration of the Lord is fulfilling today. You see that the Lord has given your enemy into your hand. Give me one, just one. Let me take this javelin and strike him and kill him. I wonder me and you what we will do. I know what I will do, but for God's grace, blessed be the name of the Lord. That's why I say he's better than me a lot. May God make me to be more like the saints. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And David said, no, I will not raise my hand against the Lord's anointed. Somebody out to kill you for sure, to cut off your head and make an end of you. And he was sleeping right in front of you. And you know what David did? He walked tiptoe to where he was sleeping, cut off, sliced off his garment, cut a part of his garment. I mean, he was there, used a knife. That knife can just go from garment to his heart or to his throat, and Saul is dead. And David will be killed. He cut off his garment, went out, called on him, and said, look at your garment at the bottom of it. I cut it off. I didn't do what? Kill you. I have no evil in my mind against you, Saul, the king of Israel. Why is the king of Israel out hunting me like an animal in the wilderness? And Saul said, you are more righteous than me. If it's, I will never do such thing again. No, he didn't stop that. Few months after, people called him and said, David is in this place. And he went around again with thousands of men to kill David. And David looked at it and said, he came again. And Saul was somewhere sleeping again, and David had his javelin by his side, and one of the captains said, and remember the people that were with David. They are murderers. They are killers. They are laborious people. They are people that does not really fear God. But the anointing in David's life tempered and controlled them. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And what happened? They went to where Saul was sleeping again, took a javelin, and took a pot of water by the side, and moved out. He could have killed him. What did he say here? I waited patiently for the Lord. Self-deliverance. It's one of the areas that God cannot deliver many of us in our situation. To me, in those days, or even sometime, I would think that God has placed that enemy in my hand. Why did he bring him to that cave? Why is he sleeping? All I have to do is to take a knife and do what? Make an end. But that is not God's plan. Why did he say, David is a man after my own very heart. Blessed be the name of the Lord. They say, let's kill him. No. The 400 say, no, what are you talking about? Mind you, this 400, David has killed some of them. Saul has killed some of their family. He's after to kill some of them too. So it's not just David's life in danger. It is their own life in danger. And that is the enemy sleeping at their hand. And they say, David said, don't touch him. Say, I waited patiently for the Lord. Amen. Then when you start waiting for the Lord, when you move from yourself and put your attention in God, he said, leave that screen on, please. Put it back, Benny. Put it back, the quotation. He said, and the Lord did what? And he inclined unto me. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Then God turned around, inclined. You've been crying from that pit. You've been harrowing from that pit. Your voice did not break through. Your midnight cry did not break through. Then you continue waiting patiently. And then suddenly God heard your cry and did what? He said, he inclined. He turned around to my situation. He turned around from whatever he's doing and paid attention. And then he did what? He heard my cry. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Somebody say hallelujah. Hallelujah. He turned around and paid attention to me. And he heard my cry. These are the stages. You have to get God's attention in some situation. And some of us doesn't know how to get God's attention. You say God hears our prayers, all our prayers, of course. All our cry here. But there is a time that my son or my wife or people around me will be talking to me. I'm hearing them, but I'm not hearing them. I'm hearing them, but really, I'm not hearing them because my mind, my attention, my focus is somewhere or something else. But when God's attention is drawn to you, there will be deliverance. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So how do you get his attention to your situation? Blessed be the name of the Lord. David, in the hour of his trouble, took his attention completely from himself. When you move attention from yourself, then God's attention will move to you. Blessed be the name of the Lord. What is David's situation? He was anointed to be king. He was ordained to be king. He was ordained by prophet of God. They anointed him in a party he wasn't invited in the first place. Remember that? When they called a party, all the sons of David's father were there, but he was in the wilderness. Nobody invited him to his own party. But God called him back and then anointed him. So his attention would have been I am meant to be king. The only obstacle here is this man sleeping at my feet. But no, he put attention on the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. What did God say? He said, kill not, destroy not, touch not my anointed. That's how I got God's attention. Focus away from yourself, direct it on the word of God, direct it on the Lord, and God's attention will be inclined unto you. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 And then he heard my midnight cry. The cry of distress, there's something they call SOS. When you keep sending it, it's a sign of extreme distress. You write it on the sand. People see it from the sky. They know that if I don't go to this man, help, he's dead. God heard that midnight cry, that crying of distress. And then we went to the path that lifted my soul. He said, then he did what? He lifted me out of what? Verse 2, please. Verse 2. He lifted me out of the horrible pit. Amen. That was meant to swallow you. That was meant to bring an end to you. And he did what? He lifted me out of that horrible pit. One thing I was reading when I was looking at it, I noticed that God does not just throw a line. That's why Jesus Christ left heaven. He could have called us from somewhere up there, but he came and took the form of flesh. Suffered, went through whatever me and you will ever went through to become like any of us. And so, he does not just throw a line. He went into the pit with you. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Somebody say, blessed be the name of the Lord. Nebuchadnezzar put three men in the pit. And then he came out in the morning and looked and said, didn't I put three men in this pit? Behold, I saw how many? Four. God, unlike me and you, when we want to help somebody, we reach a hand. We throw a line. He come and experience with you what you are going through. He went into the pit with you. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That's how God delivers. A line you may break, but he went there in the pit with us. That's how he left heaven and came to earth. Blessed be the name of the Lord. God in his mercy, and that gladdens my heart so much, that God in his greatness, God in his mercy, did not just lift us up with a string. He actually came into the pit. God experiences, I'm speaking to somebody here, whatever it is you are going through, believe me, God is there with you. Amen? Whatever, because that's the lie Satan tells all of us. When we are going through, say, I'm all alone. I have nothing. I have nobody. If I tell you how many times I've had that, how many times I even may have to confess it to myself. But God says, I am with you always. Inside the pit, outside the pit, wherever you find yourself, Jesus Christ will never leave you alone. That's why I say, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That is the kind of God we serve. He did not just stop at deliverance. Because at times you pull people out of the pit, out of situation, and you leave them there. But God does not just stop there. Go to the next verse. I think that's where we are. And he meet out of the Malachi, and he said, Say, he brought me also out of the horrible pit, out of the Malachi, and he did what? He set my feet upon the rock. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, a rock is a stable ground. A rock is the established ground. When you are standing on the rock, you are no more danger of sinking again. No, God, in his mercy, he heard your cry. He sent for deliverance. He pulled you out. He went in with you and threw you out and pulled you out of that horrible pit. And not only that, he then stood you upon the rock. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Can somebody shout hallelujah? Hallelujah. He did not stop at deliverance. God said, he set your feet upon the rock. Join me and praise him. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Bless him, everybody in this church. Just raise your hand and say, thank you, Jesus. for setting our feet upon the rock, Lord, even the rock of ages, the rock that never fell, the I am that I am, the beginning and the end, the Alpha and Omega himself. You put us upon that rock, Lord, and the enemy will not be able to move us in Jesus' name. And then he went what? He established my goings. You see the stages of deliverance. The stages of deliverance. And you think he will stop there? After he went to the pit, after he inclined to your cry, after he put you on the rock, after he established your going, he did what? He put a new song in your mouth. Hallelujah. Even a song of praise. Now, this is the area of above and beyond the call of duty. When God is doing something, he doesn't do half measure. He does complete work. When God set out to deliver, he doesn't deliver and leave you halfway. He says he pulled me out of that horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and then he stood me upon the rock. And then he established my going, and then he put a new song in my mouth, even a song of praise. And many will see it and give testimony to the glory of God. Hallelujah. I started rejoicing. Bless him, everybody. I started rejoicing as I was hearing this from the Lord. He said, behold, said the Lord, I am not done delivering. I am and will yet deliver, says the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That is what to you and to me that early morning. I am not yet done delivering. I will come into the pit. I will throw you out of that pit by force of my arm. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And I will put you upon the rock. Amen. And I will establish your going. And I will put a new song in your mouth. I don't care what you are going through or what you are going through or what you may go through. God never leaves his own. God never abandons his own. God will never leave you behind. He will catch up and overtake in the name of Jesus. He will show himself strong on your behalf in the name of Jesus. He will put the mouth of the naysayer to nothing in the mighty name of Jesus. They may gather, but not by me, says the Lord. Them that gather against you shall fall for your sake. For this is the heritage of the children of the Lord. So don't think you are in that pit by yourself. The fourth man is always there. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And that is Jesus Christ. Is there anybody? As we stand on our feet, everybody. We're going to give him praise, everybody. Stand on your feet, please. Hallelujah. 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 Is there anybody here? He has not rescued from the miry clay. Out of that horrible pit of sin and death. From the pit of disgrace, shame, and sorrow, from the pit of sickness, has he ever answered your midnight cry? Cry of extreme distress, pull you out of that pit of doom and gloom. From that pit of despair and darkness and hopelessness, where the enemy thought would be your permanent habitation. Our lifeline, Jesus, stepped into that pit. And rolled the burden away. The pit became empty. And in place of darkness and hopelessness, there was joy, light, and peace. Let's praise him. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And God is saying to somebody here this morning, remember ye not the former things, says the Lord. Amen. Neither consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing in your life. Now it shall spring forth. Shall ye not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and create rivers for you in a desert land. I want us to bless the name of the Lord. I want us to bless the name of the Lord. I want, Bro James, I want you to sound the drum. Let us give praise unto God. He said he put a new song in our mouth. He put a new song in our mouth. Amen. He put a new song in our mouth. Amen. If God put a new song in your mouth, then we start rejoicing. Hallelujah. Oh, that man will praise the Lord. Oh, that man will praise the Lord. wonderful work to the children of men, to the children of men. For his goodness and for his wonderful work to the children. Woo! Hallelujah! Blessed be the name of Jesus. 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 Glory to God. He has broken the gate of wrath and called a bass of fire in asunder. Oh, that men will praise the Lord. Oh, that men will praise the Lord. For his goodness and for his wonderful work to the children of men, to the children of men. For his goodness and for his wonderful work to the children, oh, to the children. Jesus, you have broken the gate of wrath and called a bass of fire in sunder. He has broken the gate of wrath and called a bass of fire in sunder. Oh, that man will praise the Lord. Oh, that man will praise the Lord. For his goodness and for his wonderful work to the children of men, to the children of men. For his goodness and for his wonderful work to the children of men, to the children. Jesus, you have broken the gate of brass and called a bass of fire in sunder. He has broken the gate of brass and called a bass of fire in sunder. Oh, that man would praise the Lord. Oh, that man would praise the Lord. For his goodness and for his wonderful work to the children of men, to the children of men. For his goodness and for his wonderful work to the children of men, to the children. Jesus, you have broken the gate of and called a bass of fire in sunder. He has broken the gate of brass and called a bass of fire in sunder. I say, oh, that man will bless the Lord. Oh, that man will bless the Lord. For his goodness and for his wonderful work to the children of men, to the children. Jesus, he has broken the gate of brass and called a bass of fire in sunder. He has broken the gate of brass and called a bass of fire in sunder. Hallelujah! Somebody say, blessed be the name of Jesus. Somebody say, blessed be the name of Jesus. Somebody bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. There won't be time for my testimony. I wanted to give a testimony about God's deliverance. But I just no time, maybe some other time. Blessed be the name of the Lord. To God be the glory. But I want us to rejoice this morning. He said he put a new song in our mouth. Amen. Even a song of praise. And as we sing the next song, I would like us to give the offering. Who is supposed to lead?